This is Roger Bennett, and this is Men in Blazers on Ice, presented by Jägermeister. It's the extended full-length podcast version of a digital interview which just dropped all across the NHL's mighty platforms. A conversation with one of the most psychologically complex human beings in the league, Mr. Matthew Tkachuk of your Calgary Flames, that impudent wonder. A human built on incredible contradiction. He's a gent capable of wizard trickery one minute and true dark arts the next, unleashing a highlight reel of between the legs trick shots that make his own team's fans revere him. And then YouTube after YouTube of true black hat skullduggery that force opposing fans to bellow in anger. Above all, a story of swaggering confidence, cocksure, belief, and as I discovered, a deep sense of who he is, why he is that way, and what it can bring to his team in moments good and bad, make him so genuinely fascinating. I love talking to Matthew, and I think you'll enjoy this too. Please be sure to check out the digital video for more. And remember, Men in Blazers on Ice is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are distributed, including NHL.com and the NHL app. Rate, review, subscribe, share this with your friends, with your enemies too. We're so grateful to Jägermeister for this partnership and making this happen. Jägermeister, the official shot of the NHL. To me, they're a bolt of human emotion in a shot glass. I raise one to you as we begin this pod. Pretty stunning video version of which, filled with Tkachuk's philosophy on life and sport and what it feels like to have an entire city hate you. All of which can be found on NHL.com and Men in Blazers social right now. Enough of that though, to the pod. Here is Mr. Matthew Tkachuk. My guest today is an always smirking, mouth guard chewing, between the legs scoring, momentum swinger. A human being with a rare mix of attributes, talent and tormentor, guile and grit in equal measure. One minute he'll be winding up his opponents, the next he'll pants them with a moment of impudent, transcendent human wonder. It's a joy to welcome Mr. Matthew Tkachuk.
What's up, Raj? What's going on?
Matthew, it's a joy to be with you because your relationship to the sport of hockey is a remarkable one. You were born into NHL royalty. Your father, Keith, played 18 years in the NHL, becoming one of only five American players to score at least 500 career goals. He was once hailed as a linebacker disguised as a left winger. How would you describe his quick release style to someone who never saw him play?
Wow, that's a pretty good one right there, a linebacker on skates. That's pretty spot on there, but a linebacker that scored lots of goals, so he was always around the net. Seemed like every game he's played, he scored in, and he was a wrecking ball out there. So super fun to watch in my early years of my life.
There's an incredible moment after your dad's last game where 12-year-old you leant into a microphone and summed him up succinctly.
He's huge and he likes to go in front of the net.
The one thing I do remember about that game is me, my brother, my sister, and my dad did a hot lap, like a salute the fans, and it seemed like the building was going to come down. It was so loud. They're all chanting his name.
With a dad in the NHL, your childhood, it wasn't an ordinary one. You've said that you literally grew up at a rink. Your dad wasn't averse to pulling you out of school so you could hang out in the locker room, practice, and skate.
I lived at the rink, and there's a great story. My mom had me and Brady, and I'm sure was busy and stressed out a little bit, and just decided to come drop us off in our car seats or our strollers at the rink, got in her car and drove away, and trainers took us in, put us on the bench, threw a helmet on us, and we watched practice.
The locker room as childcare. You did grow up playing with an incredible teammate, your brother Brady, now of the Ottawa Senators. But back then, he was your partner in crime in games played in the Tkachuk driveway that got so competitive. Is it true your mum had to install plexiglass windows in the front of the house because you broke them so often?
It was like a sharp angle shot, and I went right through the glass, right into the living room area. And my mom and dad were watching TV with my younger sister, and it just scared them so much, scared the hell out of them. So the next day, the rink crew at the Enterprise Center, now Scott Trade back then, came over, installed plexiglass, and pucks never went through again. So That was a very good investment from my parents.
Shout out to the St. Louis rink crew. There's a great story about the two of you. In the players' family room after a Blues game, you and Brady decided you play hockey amongst all the adults, all those legs, which led to 8-year-old Brady having to have his head stitched up by the Blues trainer.
All the girlfriends and wives and parents and little kids are all just hanging out, eating or talking. And we had our mini sticks, and we just thought it would be a great idea to play one-on-one against each other, one goal on one side, one on the other. So we're going through people, hitting people's shins, their knees. And I hit Brady, and he hit his head on the back of the couch. And my mom just goes, again. And she grabbed our hands, walked us to the locker room, gave us to my dad. We went in the trainer's room. He got stitched up, went back in the car, went back home, and played it when we got home.
Back in the game. I mean, you did. You grew up around the greats, Matthew. Your mum has a photo album with you as gap-toothed kids with the likes of Gordie Howe, Mark Messier, Mike Modano, Brett Hull. In your youth, did you even for 2 seconds think about doing anything but playing professionally in the NHL?
Not for 1 second. And we were never stressed out about making it or stressed out about not making it. We just knew we were going to.
What was the most important life lesson, you'd say, that he taught you about the game?
He really said 2 things to Brady and I since we started playing hockey. It's just compete and be a good teammate. That's it. If you do those 2 things, you'll be all set.
You went to an all-boys Catholic school, Chaminade. Go Red Devils. You, Matthew Tkachuk, future NHL star, were in the same grade as Jason Tatum, future number 3 pick in the NBA draft by the Boston Celtics. I mean, that must have been some gym class. Tatum says he tried to play in goal for the hockey team. Did you both know back then that you were two gents who were going places?
We joked about it and talked about it and said how cool it would be one day. Back then, he was getting to school every day at like 6 a.m., 6:30, an hour and a half before school. And I was doing that later on after school. I'd go to the rink and go out for my team skate, and I'd do other skates. I was on the ice basically as much as I could. So hearing the way he prepared and hearing the way how he loved it and how much practice he put into it, his God-gifted talent, how great it was, he was going far, and we knew it.
People think that the children of iconic stars get a free pass, but it can be a two-way street. Was anyone harder on you because of the name that you wore on the back of your jersey?
Oh, free pass? It's the opposite of that. It's even harder because of that. Whoever says the free pass obviously hasn't really played a sport in their life.
You started that journey to the NHL with a stop off at the London Knights of the OHL, and you turned heads with your physical presence and your precision passing.
That's when I started really focusing on preparing myself each and every day for playing in the NHL the following season. So London very much prepared me to do so. My coach there, Dale Hunter, he's unbelievable. I'm so happy that our paths crossed and I was able to work with him that year.
You came into the league as the 6th pick in the 2016 draft, an 18-year-old with swaggering buckets of confidence. Play hard, all in, no apologies. And the first thing I want to focus on is your creativity, your vision. Because watching you play, you seem to take the opportunity to slow things down and survey every possibility. You have a dazzling way of getting the puck through thickets of sticks and legs, see spaces others don't even glimpse. Can you describe what goes through your head as you check down the options?
Well, when I was younger, I was always one of those guys that I loved watching Patrick Kane play, and seeing the way the NHL was trending, I was trying all that crazy stuff in practices and games, and it was almost to the point where coaches would be like, all right, settle down. They would get pissed at you for that, but I never cared, and I would keep trying it, would do through the legs, behind the back passes. When I got to the NHL, I just had that confidence to not change my game at all. Being an 18-year-old, I think most people would be a little nervous and a little scared of the spotlight, but I took it and I enjoyed it, and I tried to take full advantage of it. And at the end of the day, you're playing in the NHL, the best league of the world. Why not try to make a name for yourself? So I'm definitely trying to do that my first year.
Matthew, you say that as if it's a choice, that you decided to swagger, decided to just come full force. But what is it inside of you that allows you to do that?
I don't know if that's really a decision for me. That's how I've always been. No matter if it was playing in the NHL or playing when I was younger, I've gone about it the same exact way. So I think that's one thing that's made me successful and kept me successful.
From between the leg passing to between the legs scoring, your signature move, the between the legs top shelf snipe, you
The king of sauce, Matthew Tkachuk. When you're about to pull that fake out on your backhand, when you start the move, is your mind breaking down every element of the trick shot, or is it all just totally blank and muscle memory takes over and you're already almost just laughing inside?
I'm not laughing inside because if I miss it, you'll look not very good. But I mainly black out. It's muscle memory at that point. A couple of the goals in particular, I don't know what I was thinking.
Does the between the legs goal feel like any other goal? Or do they feel different, better because of the incredible skill as well as the swag, the chutzpah they require? They're almost the perfect embodiment of your personality.
I'm not going to lie, they feel better. Definitely feel a lot better. I wish I could score all of them like that.
The thing that's fascinating about you, your produce, your numbers, your creativity, your talent is inarguable. But almost organically, there's a whole nother side to your game, the emotional side. And it's been said, Matthew, you reside in Calgary, but you really love to live under your opponent's skin.
I'm a very emotional person. I'm a very emotional player. And I hate to lose. I absolutely hate to lose. So I'll do whatever it takes. And for people out there that don't necessarily play hockey, it's not every game you feel at your best where the puck's bouncing your way or you have the best legs that night. You have to find a way to make an impact on the game some other way. And physicality and the emotion, that's a big part of my game. I think the biggest part of my game is my competitiveness. And that hasn't changed since I've been 5 years old playing hockey, so that'll always stick with me.
You say you have to find another way. What's astonishing is the diversity of the ways that you do find. Your brother Brady once articulated it best when he turned up at one of your playoff games wearing a t-shirt with you on that held you as the Rat King. One of my favorite videos on YouTube is entitled 12 minutes of Matthew Tkachuk pissing people off as a rookie. Have you ever watched it?
No, I've never watched it.
Let me tell you about it. It's 12 minutes of Tkachuk ninja dark art magic. You dishing out hits, shoving goalies, bumps behind the play, bugging opponent's stars. My favourite, you grab Brent Burns' stick out of his hands and steal it back to your own bench. What I want to know is, what drives it? Because in football, there are incredible scorers and creators. Your Messis, your Ronaldos. And there's men who, for want of a better word, wear the black hat. Your Sergio Ramos is. But you're almost a combo of the two, and it's incredibly rare. And you've shown you've got enough skill to star in this league without the other side of your game. But does it all come from the same place?
You have to find a way on each and every night to make an impact in one sort of way or the other. And it has to come from passion. It has to come from being competitive. But I really think that it makes other teams and other players more pissed off when you can produce and you're playing hard. So when you can combine the two, that's a double threat that people don't really like too much.
I mean, you seem to actually draw strength from antagonizing opponents. Is there such a thing of momentum in games? Can you feel it at times? Are you consciously trying to swing it?
When it's not going well, yes. But when it's going well, you try to ride that momentum into a big win. That's the thing with me that's a little bit different is if we're down or if we don't have the momentum, I can try to change it. Sometimes it's hard, but you can change it with a goal, a hit. Just try to play with that passion and hope it can turn things around.
The incredible thing is you're not even a big chirper. You do it all with a stare like Robert De Niro Taxi Driver levels of you're looking at me. You pay a personal price for it. Let's just say even your dad Keith once told the press that Matthew has a face you just want to punch. And hockey has a code, and a lot of that code is to do with score evening. In that regard, do you think about the number of players who must circle the calendar in anticipation of playing against you?
Nah, I have my fair share of guys and teams that I circle as well. So that just comes with professional sports, especially hockey, with the physicality and animosity, especially this year with all the rivalry games.
What do you do with fear?
I've never really had that much fear when it comes to hockey. I get more scared playing golf in front of one person that I don't know than playing in playoff overtime in hockey.
I mean, I watch you and I see a man who genuinely cannot give a crap. Is that right?
I do about my teammates and I do about winning, but I don't care what other people say about me that aren't my teammates or the people closest to me. They could say whatever they want.
The apogee of all this is the Battle of Alberta, the epic rivalry between Calgary and the team whose name I'll only whisper, the Edmonton Oilers. You almost brought that rivalry back to relevance single-handedly, Matthew. I mean, within four seasons of you starting, a Calgary radio station began to put out billboards across Edmonton ahead of the game, promoting it by exclaiming, "Matthew Tkachuk Friendship Tour." And I saw that and I was like, holy crap. By the age of 22, you have managed to piss off an entire city, which is, it's an incredible achievement.
I might even have been 21 then. We wanted to get a picture in front of the poster, but we couldn't locate where it was. That would have been a great keepsake there.
As you've become the heartbeat of the Flames, your younger brother, Brady, has also grown. He's actually got a couple of inches on you now.
Oh, yeah.
And he is the heart and the soul of the Ottawa Senators. He's a similar fiery competitor. He's also a needler. He's blood of your blood. Do you like it or do you hate it when you face each other?
It really is so much fun playing against him. And I like seeing how much he's grown as a player and how much better he is each and every game and how he's becoming a star in this league. And I love being able to get to see him. You know, in a normal year, you get to see him off the ice and go for dinner, hang out. There's no sibling rivalry. Play hard against him. We're not going to fight. Every game is so much fun playing against him because at the end of the day, you're playing against a kid who you grew up with. You're playing against your younger brother who you could only dream about having this moment with when you're 5 years old. Who would ever thought? So we take full advantage of it.
When you're on the ice facing him, does it feel like you're back in front of your home as kids trying not to smash the windows?
We're more physical with each other when we are younger than we are now. Sometimes we put each other through the boards like we did through our garage a couple times when we were younger. Yeah, it brings us back. I'm sure for my sister as well, who's a part of the whole journey, who doesn't get enough credit for sacrificing so much.
One of the great field hockey players to ever come out of St. Louis. Let me ask you this. How much would it mean to you to play alongside him one day?
I think it'd be pretty special. It really would. Hopefully we could play together for a U.S. team one day. Our dad played and represented our country. We did a little bit at our younger ages with World Juniors and U18, so that'd be such an honor.
Matthew, the Tkachuk family story is amazing. The chances of making the NHL are minuscule. The chances of making it and then having two sons that make it too are infinitesimally low. And the Tkachuk genes are strong, Matthew. From the outside, your rise almost seems to have been effortless. Has it felt that way for you?
I don't know if effortless is the right word at all. I don't think most people could handle the stress. We can. All the practice we did, it ended up paying off. We love it and it's our passion. So we're going to continue to get better and we're not happy or satisfied where we are right now. We both want to win a Stanley Cup one day, at least one Stanley Cup each. So that's the next goal and we have to keep getting better.
I was going to ask you about that. There's a quote from the Odyssey. Few sons are the equals of their fathers. Most fall short. All too few surpass them. Is that the goal for you now? To do something that your dad, Keith, never did, which is to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, we don't look at it like that, but we just look at it that we both want to win. We both want to win very, very bad. And we're two probably the most competitive guys that play the sport right now. And that's all that's on our mind, not all that's been on our mind since we've entered the league. We've won at previous stages of our careers before, but we can only just dream about lifting the Stanley Cup. We saw it in person. Robbie Thomas, a couple years ago, we went to his cup party in Toronto and seeing it up close, you know how happy he was. We've talked about it and just how cool it'd be if we could have one of those one day. We've talked about it a lot, actually. Our dad never was fortunate enough to win one, but he'd be probably way more proud if we got to win one. He'd be ecstatic.
Matthew, it's been some journey. What's the most important lesson about life that you've learned that you would say more than anything has driven your success?
Just having such a tight-knit family, having very close family and friends. You can't let your bubble get too big and listen to too many people on the outside world. You have to be a great teammate for not only your teammates, but for the rest of your organization. You have to be a great ambassador. You have to give back, and you have to leave. If we're talking about hockey here, you have to leave the sport better than when you came into it. So that's the one thing that I'm striving to do. And if you have kids that play hockey in the driveway, invest in plexiglass windows.
Matthew Tkachuk, what an original you are to you, to your family, to the Calgary Flames, to your continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was fun.
Oh, Matthew Tkachuk, what a singular bloke. More to come this season. Up next, a fascinating conversation with the obsessive, stellar perfectionist Mark Scheifele. And then Iron Man Keith Yandle joins us. If you're listening to this, one favour,
Please rate, share, subscribe, and add a review. It means the world to us, as does our partnership with Jägermeister. Now go and watch the Matthew Tkachuk video on NHL.com and Men in Blazers Twitter. Honour of a lifetime to work on these magnificent stories. To more courage.